This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Toyota Center for Bellator 149. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm not saying they don't belong in the league. I'm just saying none of them are guys who should be starting at tight end for you.
Right. You've got to start somewhere. You've got to get a guy who you at least, if you don't think he can be the number one guy this year, he's got to be a guy you think can be the number one in a year or two.
I think you hit free agency up for that.
Go throw a two-year deal at Antonio Gates, you know, one of these guys who is a proven player we know can actually play.
I go back to the first line. If you're a Texans fan, you should have confidence the Texans are going to make a good decision.
The last time the Texans organization made a good move at quarterback was when they traded for Matt Schaub. And then they signed Matt Schaub to a long-term extension. Bad call.
I mean, what do we know about Bill O'Brien's choices at quarterback so far other than, yeah, he's gotten a lot out of those guys. Okay.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. I'm surprised I haven't sneezed more sitting in front of this air conditioner. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff, some of which you heard there in the rewind, all available at podcastarena.com. And as we mentioned, out here for the Bellator fights, which are underway. And I feel bad because now you're kind of having to send Voldemort there to give you play-by-play on these fights.
It's work.
Of course it is. Good crowd, though, man. I have to say, for this early, I wouldn't expect there to have been this many people here. But
Well, that's the thing. That's what I was telling you. Like, the way they set up these cards is, you know, there's the Gracie fight and the Kimbo fight, and then it's a bunch of local fighters that sold tickets to friends and family to come watch them fight on Bellator, and that's how Bellator fills up arenas. Because, I mean, let's face it, there's some big names on this card, but these are not guys who are, you know, considered currently the best in the world. And you know, you got to fill out an arena to have an event, and that's what they do.
All right, well, 713-780-ESPN, and well, consider it a success because this place is rocking, and of course the card will be televised. If you didn't get tickets, it's on Spike TV. I think it starts at 8 o'clock Central, if I'm not mistaken, for the big fights. So make sure you tune in. Should be a lot of fun. Yeah, we've. I wanted to finish off this story because we were talking about the Sharks, but now in Argentina, apparently, a bunch of beachgoers pulled this baby dolphin out of the water. This just drives me nuts, and they started taking selfies with it and taking photos, and then. Apparently, while they were doing this, the baby dolphin died.
Shocker.
Because
when you have a dolphin out of water...
Right. It's pretty much like if you take a human being and hold him underwater
for... What if a bunch of dolphins drug a baby human into the water and started taking selfies with it? It would die.
It would die, yes.
Yeah. I feel like you shouldn't have to like give a thorough explanation of this, but yeah, that's how it works. If you can't breathe, you die.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say other than that people are just stupid sometimes.
Guys are idiots.
Yeah. And what are you going to do? Heartthrob checked in, said, of every job in the world, I never wanted to be the student that said, I want to count sharks on the shore.
I don't think anybody wants to do
that. Can you imagine putting that on your resume? I'm sorry.
Shark counter.
Barista at Starbucks. Shark counter.
Someone did come in and ask to see a picture of the shark pic. So it's been a while since I've showed off the shark pic, but come in today and asked to see it.
I keep telling you guys, you don't want to see it. You really don't. But some people have to, right? I mean, Heartthrob weighing in from Oklahoma, where he is now, the official wrestler of the Blitz. Although I don't know if you can be official wrestler of the Blitz when you're.
Does he still wrestle?
I don't know. He'll have to let us know.
Congrats to Mike Trinh, who won via armbar. It's one of my guys. That's a guy I've been training with since the very beginning. In fact, Mike is responsible. Well, I don't want to say responsible. Mike is the guy I was training with when my knee exploded the first time.
Oh.
When it turned around backwards.
Yeah.
That was with Mike Trinn. So
it was kind of his fault.
I don't want to say that. No, it was my fault, but it was...
Because your knee sucked? Is that what it is?
Because my knee sucked, so I don't want to put it on anybody else, but that's the guy that I was training with when it happened. So, yeah, good to see him get a win in on the Bellator stage.
All right, so far so good for the guys you like,
yeah,
right?
For the local guys, doing a good job.
Yeah. All right, well, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, you know, people pointing out that dolphins are mammals and breathe air.
Yeah, not forever.
There's a reason they have to live in the water, right?
Yeah. There's a reason you don't see dolphins in the jungle. Sure, they're mammals, but they're not like every other mammal. They need water to live. I love that. Oh, just a reminder.
This is probably that texter is probably one of the idiots who was on the beach in Argentina. Just a cute picture.
Just a reminder,
cute
gentlemen.
Picture.
Tomatoes are fruits and not vegetables, just in case you didn't know.
Just a reminder on your What Are the Odds Wednesday. Yeah. Those are actually percentages. They're not odds.
I know a dolphin's a mammal. We're talking about a dolphin being out of the water for extended periods of time. They die. It's not rocket science. Like I said, if a bunch of dolphins decided to drag a human baby underwater and take selfies with it, it would die. Humans can go underwater. They just can't stay under that damn long.
I don't know about people.
People are so argumentative over the dumbest stuff.
I know. It's like that idiot yesterday talking about, you know, this is a real problem with the lasers. Well, it's a bigger problem lying on having your news organizations lie to you. You know, I don't know what to do. You know,
Shame.
I think we should just cancel the show from here and go watch the fights.
I'm down.
What do you think?
Okay.
John, do we have your approval?
See ya.
We'll just check out right
finish
now.
Finish the show.
It's all you. Because, unfortunately, you know, if we were just 20 feet over, we could probably see in and see the fights while we're doing the show. Because that's not distracting at all. Just sit there and watch fights because it's like when I'm at the racetrack trying to watch a race while we're doing the show. Hey, at least we don't have to worry about the national anthem like we
That's
do out
true.
There. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Soccer Bilal says dolphins overheat and die. That's why they have to live in seawater.
That's strange, right?
Yeah. Soccer Bilal is pretty smart. I hope we're not going to lose Soccer Bilal in the Dynamo thing.
Hold
by the way,
you don't have to say he's pretty smart. That's
no. I mean, he's been a long time okay. Texter, tweeter, caller who's
say,
always pretty smart.
You don't have to be really smart to know that dolphins need water to live. This is I've got an 8-year-old and a 3-year-old who are they have an understanding that if you take a dolphin out of the ocean, it will die. This isn't next level thinking here.
I don't know. Maybe it's an experiment we should try. Let's take him out of the water to see how long he can live.
They just tried that.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work.
All right. Well, I mean, when it starts to look like the dolphin's about to die, don't you roll it back in the water?
I don't know. I don't think dolphins give you that much of a sign.
I don't speak Argentinian, so I can't really sit down with those people and ask them what the hell they were thinking. But anyway, at least the baby dolphin didn't get eaten by the sharks that were going to Florida. There is that. 713-780-ESPN. Let's talk about your Texas Rangers for a second.
My Texas Rangers? Okay.
Because yeah, I know you're a big Rangers fan.
Yeah.
They're actually doing something very smart. Well, I think you saw they did the bit where if you hit a home run, you win tickets, which I thought was pretty cool. But this is way overdue. They're putting netting along the dugouts now.
Okay.
To protect fans from foul balls and broken bats. And they're already following all the regulations that Major League Baseball has, but they're going beyond that.
Yeah.
And I think it is time for all of these parks, including Minute Maid, to do the same thing. I have been in those seats right behind the dugout many times. I have a friend who has season tickets there, and I used to go with him all the time. It's dangerous. I mean, there's no way around it. And you shouldn't be that close to the action. I mean, if you're going to be that close to the action, there should be some kind of protection. We've seen people had serious injuries because of bats and broken bats and line drives. So kudos to the Rangers for doing this. A smart thing. It's going to stretch approximately 68 feet. It's designed to protect fans from the hardest of foul balls and shattered bats, which have caused a few serious injuries to fans over the past several years. They did this in hockey several years ago with the netting, and it made a huge difference. I think it's a good move. I really do, and I hope more teams do it, because there's nothing worse than going to a sporting event and being in danger. And we've seen what NASCAR's had to do with some of the things that they've put up to protect their fans, and adding those ropes on the tires so the tires won't go flying into the stands. I mean, I just think it's a simple, simple thing. And I'm going to Minute Maid. I'm telling you, I've seen bats go fly in there. You're not meant to have a bat flying at you from 20 feet away at full speed. And if all you're doing is putting up netting, I don't mind looking through the netting from down there to be safe.
I'm fine with it, too.
Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Squandrel, how long does it take a dolphin to die from not being in the water? Answer, 38 selfies.
That's the answer.
That's how we're going to judge things now, is by selfies. All right, quick break. We got a lot more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Had a hidden agenda. She put my agenda on.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Toyota Center. For Bellator 149, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Brian says, have to disagree with you guys and the Rangers on this one. If you're afraid of getting hit, pay attention to the game. No offense, Ryan, but that is just a terrible take. Having sat down there and seen people paying attention and still not able to react to a flying bat because, oh, maybe they're 56 years old, or maybe there was a person in front of them that screened the bat. They saw it sort of coming. Maybe they ducked and it hit them anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. This is a safety issue that has nothing to do with paying attention to the game.
Maybe it's a girl or a kid.
Well, exactly. I was talking to one of the gentlemen who works here, who also used to work at Minute Maid. He was talking about how bad it was down there. I took my kids once when they were very young, and by the third inning, I grabbed them and we went upstairs to the second floor because I didn't want them down there that close. It was dangerous. Even with them paying attention, these are little kids. I'm sorry. That is just an awful, awful take, man. I mean, let's make people safe. What's wrong with that?
That's the same guy who doesn't want to change baseball, though.
Well, okay.
It means he doesn't want new netting. So
let's
issues.
Kill off a few of the fans in the first two rows who are spending all the money, who are paying attention, by the way.
Baseball can't afford to kill off any more fans. They got to be careful with the ones they got.
Exactly. Oh, man.
You're like dinosaurs. You can't just go, oh, we'll just let a dinosaur or two die. Eventually they'll run out.
Wow. I mean, I get being a purist, but that's delusional, man. It really is. All right, well, here's another. Actually, I don't know how you're going to react to this. I kind of have a guess.
I'm going to react with violence.
No, not violence. But you're going to have an opinion on something.
Okay.
And I honestly don't know which way it's going to go. Did you see what the COO of the Yankees said? Apparently there's a big deal there. They insist that fans buy their tickets on Ticketmaster.
They don't want people – what I understood, and maybe they've since sort of redone what they initially said, they don't want you printing out tickets and bringing them to the park anymore. They're not going to accept it like a printed out ticket on paper. You either have to have a ticket on your phone – or you have to buy a regular ticket, you know, like a printed ticket from the team.
Right, and that's part of the issue. But they were asked why they only let fans buy tickets on Ticketmaster. They won't let them buy them on StubHub because Ticketmaster has artificial price floors. So if you get on StubHub, you can get them really cheap, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's what the COO said, and I'm going to read you his quote, and then I want to hear your reaction.
Okay.
The problem below market, at a certain point is that if you buy a ticket in a very premium location and pay a substantial amount of money, it's not that we don't want that fan to sell it, but that fan is sitting there having paid a substantial amount of money for a ticket, and another fan picks it up for a buck and a half and sits there, and it's frustrating to the purchaser of the full amount. He then said, quite frankly, the fan may be someone who has never sat in a premium location, so that's a frustration to our existing fan base.
So they don't want the pours to be enjoying the game with the not pours.
Right. That's basically what he's saying.
Okay.
Which I'm just kind of curious your thoughts on that.
It's probably not the best way to word it. He probably could have. That's like.
I could see you saying bleep the pours, though. I don't want them there either.
Yeah. Listen. You know, if you paid, you know, $50,000 for season tickets down there, you don't want to be sitting with a couple, you know, drunk Joes who bought their tickets on StubHub for $25. But, I mean, that's, again, I'm like we said this about the beer thing. I'm a big believer in something's worth what somebody will pay for it. And people can value the stuff that they have at whatever they want to value it at. If they paid $250 for a seat, and they're in a pinch and they got to get rid of it for $150, that's them. And if there's somebody who's got $150 to spend, good for him. I'm a believer in the free market, so I don't like them controlling that. But I don't know. I mean, there was a time when there wasn't the secondary ticket market was a guy outside saying, "Hey man, you need tickets."
Yeah.
"Hey man, you need tickets."
Got to.
Yeah. That was the secondary market. So the fact that there is a secondary market now, I think is frustrating to some teams, but that's part of baseball now. You just got to deal with it.
Well, the one thing that I kind of think is silly is it's not that we don't want the fan to sell it, but that fan is sitting there having paid a substantial amount of money for a ticket, and another fan picks it up for the guy who paid substantial money for the ticket, if he's selling it, don't you think he's going to be happy with whatever he gets as opposed to nothing? So he'd rather have empty seats than the poor?
Some people would.
Well, you know what? If I don't want the poor next to me, I'll buy an extra seat next to me. Yeah. So they don't have to get there.
Buy that buffer, the buffer seat.
Yeah, I will.
That's why David Gow bought the lot next to his house.
Yeah.
He didn't want some poor putting up a house there next to him.
Yeah, because I was going to buy that lot.
Yeah, he didn't want that.
It's like, no way, man. I don't want Fowler around here. Are you kidding me? There goes the neighborhood. God, what, Ryan, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. If you can't react in time, don't sit down there. Plenty of seats available at every stadium. Man, you really, for somebody who's a baseball purist, you damn sure don't understand much about the game, about how fast balls are actually hit down there, about when a bat is flying in the stands at that kind of speed, what normal people are going to react to that. My goodness, baseball players can't get out of the way of fastballs. Are they not supposed to stand in the batter's box? Dude, please. Please don't breed, whatever you do. Oh, my God. 713-780-ESPN. I'm sorry, man, but that is just one of the worst things I've ever heard anybody try to defend. And I'm not giving you another ounce of run. So, nice try. You know what I have for you? How about we already have coaches on the hot seat in the NFL?
Okay.
Would you like to hear a few?
Sure.
Nine, as a matter of fact.
Cool.
According to USA Today. Let's see how many you can guess of the nine guys who will go into next season automatically on the hot seat.
I think Marvin Lewis is on the hot seat.
Marvin Lewis is number two on their list.
Okay. Who else is in trouble? I guess the Rams may be looking for a new coach.
Jeff Fisher is number one on the list.
Are these like in order of how hot the seat would be?
Yes and no. I mean, they're just basically listed nine guys that they think will be on the hot seat going into the season.
Okay.
And so by that, you would say, you know, I mean, these are the coaches under the most pressure to win next season or they're probably gone.
Okay.
And Marvin Lewis wins, but about winning a playoff game.
Let's see. I wonder if there is any pressure. There's probably pressure in Chicago.
No.
Not listed?
Not listed.
There's probably pressure in Jacksonville.
Gus Bradley is on the list.
There's got to be pressure in Cleveland.
No, it's a new coach.
They've already replaced.
Yeah. Well, although they replace a coach every year. Although I like that hire. I will say this. If Hugh Jackson does not at least get them to be a 500-type team, it can't be done in Cleveland.
Okay.
I'm going on record as saying that. All right. Who else we got? So you've done Jeff Fisher. You've done Marvin Lewis. You've got Gus Bradley, correct. So there's three of your nine.
What about Jason Garrett?
Jason Garrett is on the list.
Who else might be on
that
list?
So there's four.
Oh, New Orleans is Sean Payton might be on that list.
Sean Payton is not on that list.
Really? They're just going to let him go in there and another one?
There's two guys on the list I kind of disagree with. The rest of them kind of make sense. So I'll go ahead and tell them.
Mike McCoy?
Mike McCoy's on that list, yes.
But Mike Mularkey.
Mike Mularkey is on that list.
That might be all I've got.
The two guys you're missing, well, Jim Caldwell.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. He should be on the list.
Yeah. And then two guys that I'm not so sure about because Chuck Pagano's on the list.
He just got paid.
They just re-upped
him. If they wanted to get rid of him, they would have got rid of him.
Yeah, and they had their chance. I don't think he's truly on the hot seat.
I mean, if somehow they go 4-12, maybe, but
That's not going to happen. They Andrew Luck missed most of the season, and they went 8-8.
That's true.
So I don't think he belongs on this list. John Harbaugh.
No, that's dumb.
I agree.
John Harbaugh's safe. And if John Harbaugh got fired, any one of those other eight teams that have a coach
they would
on the
fire
hot
the
seat,
guy they have right then and there.
They'd snatch him up in a hurry.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know what? There's he's probably on my top five of NFL coaches that I'd want. That's a great coach, and that's a dumb call. He's not on any kind of hot seat. That dude's missed the playoffs once. First time he's missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
Second time? Okay. Second time he's missed the playoffs. Well, either way, he's in no form of hot water, I don't think.
Joshua says, I bet one of those purists is the same guy who hit you and obviously couldn't react fast enough to stop a car. Yeah, I'm sure that accident was my fault for not being able to look in my rearview mirror and move while a guy was going 70 miles an hour because I wasn't able to react fast enough.
Fred's not a driving purist, though.
No, not by any stretch. All right, quick break. We got a lot more left. So I've only gotten to, 30 things?
Yep.
I think that's 12. I think that's 12 we've gotten to. Although I counted an R.J. Bell interview as one thing. So, all right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the legend Royce Gracie from Bellator MMA, and you're listening to The Blitz with Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman only on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz, and apparently, AJ, we have a surprise guest.
Yeah, I guess Brian Melanson called in. Brian, you there?
I'm here.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, I'm like a ghost. You say my name and I appear.
I like it, like Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Something like that.
What have you been up to, my man?
Enjoying retirement, living the fat life. I finally got to eat everything that I wanted that I missed out on for like 8 years. So
yeah, you didn't exactly not live the fat life when you were fighting. You just found a way to cut obnoxious amounts of weight.
Yeah, it was in between. I gave myself enough time usually, though.
Do you miss the competition of it?
I definitely the thrill of winning, you'll never recreate that in anything. No matter what realm you're in, the thrill of winning in front of, thousands of people is something that, you'll never experience in any other kind of form of life. So, of course, I miss that. What I don't miss is the dieting, the training till I'm practically dead, and all of that. So I don't miss really any of that, but definitely the competition, the thrill of winning, of course.
Do you still do any training? Do you ever go out to the gym and work with other guys, or are you basically removed from the sport altogether at this point?
Well, I basically, the day I retired was the last day that I even did anything to do with MMA until about last week with Lester Batres. I started doing a little bit of pad work here not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago. So knocking some some rest off and getting some weight off and just kind of getting back in shape.
I remember you saying before the UFC had called you that you were going to, like, you had planned on basically stopping fighting then. Then the UFC called, and you were like, well, I've got to do it. And you got called to fight at UFC 162, which was one of the most epic cards of all time. That was the card that that Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman, their first fight was on. You were on that card. You got a win there, which had to be one of the greatest moments of your life. And I knew then that, and you had said, I'm going to do one fight and be done, but I had a feeling that you were going to fight until you lost. Do you think if you'd beaten Kelvin Gastelum, you would have kept going?
Yeah, I do think I would have. You know, I was kind of done with it just because, you know, leading up to that fight, and even when I was in Strikeforce, you know, the physical, you know, the health problems were starting to just kind of wear me down. And it was more mental frustration that I couldn't do what I used to be able to do. I couldn't train as hard. I couldn't, you know, push as hard and all that. So, you know, if I would have still been able to win, you know, at that high of a level like that, then, you know, of course I would have kept going until I lost and, you know, maybe even keep going now if, you know, I got everything worked out. But that was more, you know, it was more frustration of not being able to do, you know, what I know I could. That was it.
What's your health like now?
Well, kidneys are good. You know, of course, I haven't been, you know, killing myself with weight cuts and dieting and all that kind of stuff. So clean bill of health. You know, don't know how it would be if I was training or anything. I haven't really ventured into that realm. So, but I definitely need to knock off a few pounds, you know. A little too much beer and fried food is added some LBs on me. So other than that, everything's good.
Well, it's good to hear from you, brother, man. I'm glad that you're doing well, and always, you know, I always enjoyed watching you fight. You're one of my favorites. You always have been. So appreciate you taking some time and calling into us.
Of course, man. I appreciate it. I was trying to call in a little earlier when we were texting, but my 6-month-old wouldn't quite let me, but he's sleeping now, so I got a little time. So I figured let me give you a shout. You know, I appreciate the compliment earlier and wanted to give you all a holler.
All good, man. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. That's UFC vet Brian Melanson, one of the best guys, too. Not just one of the best fighters I've met, one of the best guys. A good dude.
Yeah, he is a good dude.
And that's, like I said, if that guy would have had, you know, a full, healthy career, I don't know how good he could have been. There are very few men who hit harder than that guy hits. And that's a guy who's a lot – he's smaller than I am, but – I mean, the kind of force that a guy like that can generate is unreal.
Well, any last thoughts on is there any betting opportunities on tonight's
card?
Dude,
I'm telling you, I've been telling everybody, Daniel Pineda is an underdog, and this guy that he's fighting has not seen a guy like Daniel Pineda, and I think there is some very, very legitimate value on him and money to be made. So if you're into something like that, if you're into making money on fighting, that's
which I am.
That's the fight that I'll be on tonight.
Okay.
So I also think that I also think Gracie is a pretty safe bet. I'm not betting on that the Kimbo Slice and Dadoff fight. I saw yesterday that a couple of huge bets came in Vegas and brought the line real close to even, and then it got me to worrying about what's going on with that fight and if I should really trust it to bet on it, and I don't. So I'll go with those two. That's the two I'm looking at.
Plus 135 on Pineda.
Here you go.
Which I just hypothetically.
Hypothetically, if you had 135 or if you had 100 jelly beans and you wanted to make 135 jelly beans off of it.
Hypothetically, if I was just logged on to Bovada and saw plus 135, I just could have punched a ticket.
That would be where you would do it.
If I were doing it, you know, that right. kind of thing, then that's my that would be what I just did while we were talking.
Right.
So, anyway. Hey, man, Kimbo Slice minus 205 on here right
now. It was minus 450
yeah,
2 days ago.
I remember that. I'm not going to.
No, I'm leaving that alone.
Yeah, that's.
And I strongly recommend that you guys leave it alone, too. I'm not saying I'm privy to any inside information. I would just say leave it alone.
Yeah, I don't see a line on Gracie Shamrock on here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's... Oh, there it is. Gracie even.
If I were looking to make the same amount of jelly beans, I bet that's what I would do.
Hey, you know what? I may just play a little small parlay with those
two. There you
go. Just if I were so inclined to do such a thing. All right. We're going to take a quick break. One segment left to go. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Toyota Center. For Bellator 149, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Kickoff spring with Gal Media on the golf course. We're playing at Sugar Creek Country Club Monday, February 29th. Buy a spot for just $50. Included is green fees, golf carts, lunch, dinner, beer, and water, snacks, and a goodie bag. Spots are limited, so get yours now. Call Michelle at 713-479-5346, 713-479-5346, or email golf@galmedia.com. $50, green fees, cart, lunch, dinner, beer, water, snacks, goodie bag. That's ridiculous.
It's a tough deal to beat, man.
It is.
You see that guy that was just here that I was talking to?
Yes.
Doesn't look like a huge man, does he?
No.
Remember I said Brian Melanson probably hit me harder than everybody except one guy?
Yeah.
That's the guy. That's the guy. Mm. That guy knocked me clean out training. Clean out. And then tries to say he didn't, but he did.
It happens. Now, you don't get to keep the golf cart, okay?
No.
For $50.
You also don't get to keep the greens.
No.
You can play on them
and
for a limited amount of time.
And you can rent the lunch and dinner and beer, but at some point you're going to have to return that to whence it came to.
Right. But ashes to ashes.
And beer to beer. Beer to pee, I guess. But that's $50. Tonight we'll have Bare Knuckle Radio with Dingo and the Boys at 7. Longhorn Weekly with Shaka Smart at 8. Drink of Ages at 9. UT Baylor tomorrow at 12:30 on Sunday. Lone Star Golf Show with Scott Atkinson at 9 a.m. And Cavaliers Thunder coverage at 2:30. No Houston game day. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. Jeanette?
Clinton, he was not handsome at all, but he did like those cigars. Them wet cigars. Ew.
Wet cigars gross you out?
Yeah.
This whole thing is a little weird for me. You like that?
Just kind of enjoying that, yeah.
No, not me.
713-780-3776. Aren't we supposed to have a guest here? What the heck happened there?
Uh-oh.
Oh, so that wasn't, it's not Jerome's fault. I see. Let's try Amir. What's up, Amir?
Hello?
Sports.
Hello?
Sports.
You're on, man. Go.
Hello?
Okay, that's enough.
Thanks for the
you
call.
You get one of those. Where's Keyboard Cat?
But you've got to find guys that fit your star. It was a big splash to get James Harden here. Who just interrupted me? Who was that, John?
Sorry.
What was Hillary Clinton. That was Hillary Clinton? Thank you. That's not what's going to happen.
I don't trust the government enough. He's pouring
water.
Does
it sound like I'm peeing?
It sounds like you're peeing.
Nice.
He's pouring water.
Sorry, I need some water. I didn't realize it was going to be so loud.
All right, one last segment. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's our only hope. Church bells and quiet sounds. Settle quiet down. Bow your head. The Most High's around. Lord.
These things are not right.
Lord.
All right, well, we're back sooner than we thought we were going
to
be.
Well, nothing like the computer freezing up on you when you're supposed to go to break.
When he did his apology video on Twitter, he was wearing a Nike shirt. So they're probably like, no thanks.
Yeah, not so fast, Sir Manny.
You know who doesn't seem to mind? Bob Arum.
How do you feel about non-white gays?
Oh, it's terrible. The one thing that makes me happy about, like, when the gays are not white is that they're not breeding. So they're not creating more. You know, that's a good thing. The gays, as you know, they don't make babies.
wife we haven't mentioned from President Jackie O from JFK? And then what about mistress you want to bang, Marilyn Monroe? Nothing can beat her, right?
Fred mentioned both of those. He was legendary. He was a legendary man. Can you say man on the radio?
As he reaches for the button,
yeah. Stupid stuff. We said this week.
I still think that word was okay.
I think so, too. I mean, what if you're a chicken farmer?
What if you're a rower?
You know?
I mean, they have that in the Olympics, right?
What if you work for Cox Cable Company and you're a man?
Exactly.
But the context we were talking about this, you know. It's all about context.
Okay, got you. So if JFK worked at the cable company, I could call him a coxman.
Yes, you can.
If he were a chicken rancher, I could call him a coxman.
Yes, you can.
And if you were a rower in the Olympics, we could call him that.
Yeah,
is that what they're called?
Yeah, there's. Haven't you seen they've got like cocks with fours?
No,
go
I
look
haven't.
At the Olympic results. Yeah.
So I could call Courtney Cox without makeup a coxman, right?
I don't know.
But if I'm talking about JFK's sexual conquest, I can't use the word.
No.
Okay.
It seems strange to me, but okay. Fair enough. I won't use it.
Yeah, well, we've learned our lesson.
Yep, lesson learned for the day.
So, I guess, are we on early Monday? Did I read that correctly, John?
Yes, Texas is playing Kansas State Monday.
So, what time are we in?
3 o'clock to 5:30.
Great.
Do we really need to do that 3 o'clock? I guess we do.
I guess.
I wanted to give the people more show instead of just an hour and 30.
Okay. It's fine. You could just cut us a break and say, hey, you guys are working half your shift today. Congratulations.
Because you work so hard the rest of the time. You know, yeah. Give you a little break.
You guys kick ass, and, you know, we want to reward you for that by giving you some time off.
I apologize. It's not a coxman in rowing. It's a coxswain.
Oh, coxswain,
or
yeah.
Simply the cox or coxie.
Okay.
And there's also coxless boats.
What?
So, without the... Yeah, see?
Oh!
Yeah. What did you think?
I thought you were talking about...
No!
Girl-on-girl action, and I was like, well, where's that come
no.
in?
No! No!
Okay.
I just remember that from the Olympics.
Less boats, not... I thought you said...
No, I said basically boats without coxswains. Right, coxswainless boats.
Right.
I should have left the swain on there, I guess.
Yeah.
Are we making you have to punch a button in there, John?
No, I only did it once.
When?
When we're talking about... Was it Courtney Love that you, yeah. what you mentioned?
No,
yeah.
Courtney Cox.
Courtney
Cox. Oh, okay. That's my bad then.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't really...
You dumped my Courtney Cox joke?
You want to tell
Come
it again?
On. What am I even doing here? What are you paying me for?
What are you overpaying him for?
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, well. Actually, I think this bit might be better than the stupid stuff was today.
Step your game up, John. Step your game up.
It's actually us who have to step the game up to make these things happen. All right, that is going to wrap it up. So if you're coming out here to the fights, enjoy them tonight, man. There's a nice crowd out here, and AJ will be here in a very premium seat looking all spiffy.
Yeah, thank you. In case I'm on TV, I have to look handsome. So I just do the best I can.
They call you in to do TV every now and then?
No, sometimes the camera points at me because I sit.
Analysis. They're going to pull you in sometimes.
No.
Okay. Well, they should. All right, want to thank Voldemort for taking care of us out here. Great job, as always. John Lee back in studio, great job. AJ Hoffman, great job. Kind of fun seeing him being the rock star out here. I did okay today. I gave myself a C. It's pretty good for end of the week. All right, we shall see you guys at 3 o'clock on Monday. Until then, stay sporty, bitches.